Hour 4.7, Andy and Mel, 810, up to 49 today. It is 29 right now. The most embarrassing song on your phone or your iPod? There's a few I'm seeing on Facebook, though, that are not that bad. Oh, my gosh. Alyssa has Do the Bartman.
Whoa.
On her phone or iPod.
Why?
I don't know. I remember that when that came out, though. Remember that? Everybody was buying that tape. And I do mean buying that tape.
And we mean tape.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was that
cassette
long ago.
Tape.
Wow. Oh, man. That's bad. Chris says, call me maybe. Well, you're a dude, Chris. So, yeah, I'll go with that.
Yeah, but that's such a great song.
I know, that's a guilty pleasure song.
It is. I like this one, Milkshake. That's another one of my favorites.
I had this one texted to me by 1822. Sent this one in. This is a classic. About 1996, I believe.
As I walk through the valley where I harvest my grain, I take a look at my wife and realize she's very plain. But that's just...
Oh, yeah, Weird Al.
Amish like me. You know
Amish paradise.
Fancy things like electricity. At 4:30 in the morning, I'm milking cows. Jebediah feeds the chickens and Jacob plows. Fool, I've been milking and plowing so long.
Oh, yeah, Florence Henderson was in the video. Remember that?
My mind is gone. Gosh, no.
I'm a man of the land. I'm into...
In like the Michelle Pfeiffer part in Coolio's video?
Yeah.
But if I finish all of my chores and you finish dine...
Oh, she had a lot of plastic surgery.
We're going to party like it's 1699. We've been spending most of our lives living in an Amish paradise.
All right, done with that
classic.
One.
That's a classic. You don't need to be embarrassed by that one at all.
Okay.
Not at all. This one was also texted in. I'm okay with this.
What are you going to do with this song if you have it on there? Are you going to dance?
The hamster dance.
I know what it is.
Yeah. Of course you do. You wish you had it on your phone.
No, I don't, and I'm not going to put that on there.
You have got the most horrible taste in music. You really do.
What?
I'm not saying you don't like good stuff, but you like some really bad stuff.
I like stuff that I grew up listening to. That stuff that, as a teenager girl,
you see, when I was growing up listening to music,
and I can't, I'm not going to just like stop liking
like
it.
My little kid album, the tape I wore out,
yeah,
that didn't even belong to me, it belonged to my sister.
Yeah.
Michael Jackson's Thriller.
I listened to Michael Jackson as well.
There's nothing wrong with that one, though.
I also listened to Kenny Rogers growing up as well.
Well, not really anything wrong with that.
No, Kenny Rogers, other Gambler.
Other than his face.
He's had a little too much plastic surgery.
One of the most popular ones I have gotten over text and email. You are going to love this.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And good morning to the Hanson Beavers.
Go Beavers!
I'm sure they have a basketball game this weekend.
Woo-woo.
Yeah.
Or volleyball or wrestling or something.
Or something. Yeah. We've got, I think it's... Hugh is on the phone. Hugh, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Pretty good. Was it Hugh? Did I get that right?
No, Q. Q-U-E.
Q.
Like we call my daughter Q for Quincy.
Yeah, like people, I have to clarify that all the time, but it's a lot better than my long, long name.
Okay.
Anyways, yeah, let's talk some crazy, embarrassing songs.
What do you have?
Milli Vanilli, Blame It on the
Rain.
Oh,
that is embarrassing.
Isn't
no,
that horrible?
No.
I don't have it on my phone or my iPod, but I did, you know, like download it because it had been so long and I just, you know, like.
You couldn't help yourself.
I just couldn't, you know, I was just going to hear it once and then like delete it. And all of a sudden it ended up on a playlist of mine and I'm listening to songs and then I hear it, and yeah, it was a little creepy. I'm like, oh, we've got to get this off.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. I love it. I love it. I
no,
love Milli Vanilli.
I
love
feel
Milli
for
Vanilli.
You,
Q. No, it's so awesome.
I feel for you. Thank you for the call.
Thank you.
Bye bye. That was lucky. I actually had that one in a button. Yeah. I remember I was a paper boy back in the day delivering the Argus Leader in Beresford. And the day that news came out that Milli Vanilli was faking it.
Was it on the front page?
Oh, it was on the front page.
Wow.
It might have been in like the top, you know, on the side. It wasn't like, you know, front page news, but it was a big deal. Also seeing a lot of New Kids on the Block.
I You can't take away from New Kids.
Of course you love the New Kids on the Block.
See, this is all stuff that I grew up listening to. I'm not going to stop listening to it. I was your typical teenage girl listening to typical pop music.
Yeah, well, I've got one more that you might think is embarrassing, but I don't.
Okay. Yeah, see, now I find this embarrassing.
I'm not embarrassed.
Unless you're in high school.
Come back.
Slow dancing.
Jack, come back. It's not that I'm a Celine Dion fan. I'm just a Titanic fan. What
she
can I
drives
say?
Me nuts.
more of your embarrassment coming up next. Hang on. Morning,
sunshine. Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel. Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7. Andy and Mel. It's 8:24. We're going to top out at 49 today. There is... I got a text from 3899. The song that they are admitting is their most embarrassing song. I actually went and downloaded this one. It was so awesomely horrible.
Okay.
The song is by I've never heard of this either. The Irish Rovers.
The Irish Rovers.
Yes.
Okay.
And the song is called Pheasant Plucker's Son.
Weird. Very similar. It's like they wrote a song about my family.
Except
where we didn't pluck pheasants, but I used to raise pheasants, and my maiden name is Plucker.
Yeah.
And I'm from Parker, which is the Parker pheasants.
I'm going to play this, but just keep in mind, it's going to sound like there's naughty words, but there are not. Okay?
It is not naughty
there
words.
There are no naughty words. But it sounds like there is. Whoa, 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 whoa.
What was that?
All the YouTube video was still playing or something.
Weird.
I don't. Oh, I had two things open. That's why it scared me. Okay, here it is. The Irish Rovers. Pheasant Plucker's Son.
I'm not a pheasant plucker. I'm a pheasant plucker's son. And I'm sitting plucking pheasants till the pheasant plucker comes.
And the guy who texted this in said they listened to it on LP.
Wow.
Or maybe 45. Who knows?
Plucked all day.
All right, the Pheasant Plucker's Son. You can find that on YouTube.
It's like, seriously, it's like they wrote it about my family.
And for those of you under the age of 30, an LP is a long play record on vinyl. A 45 was like the small single.
One. Yeah.
You know, one song per side, usually. Just so you know. Wow. That's the winner right there.
It has to be.
That one just straight up wins.
And it's just so obnoxious that it's cool.
I know. Isn't it?
Uh-huh.
Speaking of cool, I think I might finally be cool.
You're cool now?
Because I got a text message from my niece.
And that makes you cool?
Well, not necessarily. It just... Oh. I might be. I'm not sure.
She thinks you're cool?
Well, cool enough to send me a text message. Anyway.
Oh.
She said she has one on her iPod.
Okay.
That is a little on the embarrassing side. She has three, actually. I'm only going to play one of them. I don't know the other two, but this one I actually have.
All right.
Yeah, Breaker 19, this here's a rubber duck. You got a copy on me, Big Ben? Come on. Yeah, 10-4, Big Ben, for sure. By golly, it's clean clear to Flagtown, come on. Yeah, it's a big 10-4 there, Big Ben. Yeah, we definitely got the front door, good buddy. Mercy sakes alive, looks like we got us a convoy.
Yeah, C.W. McCall.
She has convoy?
Yeah.
How old is she?
Dark of the moon on the 13.
June in a Kenworth. Weird.
I think she picked this one up from her dad.
Maybe.
I'm pretty sure. He likes him some country.
Well, like Convoy is a cool song. That's a fun song.
Old school, very, very old school.
Breaker, 19.
I don't know.
10-4.
Sid, you should probably steal more of your dad's George Strait and not C.W. McCall.
Agreed.
Yeah. Anyway. Wow, there's some eclecticness there.
I haven't heard Convoy in a long time.
I know. And for that, I would just like to say
sorry about that.
We've got Tickets to Chingy.
We really should say sorry about that for the whole show, really.
We've got tickets to Chingy. Yes. The show is sold out. You cannot buy a ticket. So if you want to go to Chingy tonight at the Vault, call now, 361-5557. And caller 10 will win those tickets. Mel, the internet quote of the day is...
My life is a romantic comedy, minus the romance and just me laughing at my own jokes.
It's 829, Hot 104.7.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7. This is Hollywood Dirt.
Hot 104.7.
The 12th season premiere of American Idol averaged 17.9 million viewers on Wednesday night.
Not
now
bad.
That's down 19% though from last year's premiere, which attracted 21.9 million viewers. It's also an all-time low for season premiere, assuming you're not counting season one, which no one knew what Idol was then.
Yeah.
So that doesn't really count.
It's still getting good numbers though.
It is still.
I mean, yeah, they're down, but they're not bad.
17.9 million, that's still a ton.
Yeah.
Michael J. Fox has asked if he wanted his 23-year-old son to date Taylor Swift. He said, quote, no, just back off. He had to quote, I don't keep up with it all, but Taylor Swift writes songs about everybody she goes out with, right? What a way to build up your career.
Yeah.
Movies out this weekend, Arnold Schwarzenegger's The Last Stand is up against a horror flick Mama and a crime thriller starring Mark Wahlberg and Russell Crowe called Broken City. And that's The Dirt. You can find out more by going to hot1047.com.
Yeah, coming up in about 10 minutes, we will play my favorite Friday game.
Okay.
Name that new movie.
All right. I'm good at this game.
No, you're not. You're terrible at it.
No, I'm awesome.
You have never gotten it right.
I have gotten every single one right.
No, you've never got them right.
Yes, I have. You're the one that's wrong.
Okay, so a little bit ago, Mel asked me, or said, Mel's kind of a blurter. She just kind of blurts things out.
That would
don't
be
you?
A very good description of me.
Yeah.
I'll admit it. It's like almost like not making fun of people with Tourette's, but almost like Tourette's.
Yeah, but it's like...
It's not like...
You'll see something, it reminds you, you blurt out whatever you're...
It's mostly for myself that I like to help remind me of something, because I'm a out of sight, out of mind kind of person.
Yeah,
if I don't
like,
see it or
we'll
it's
be
not...
sitting here and she'll just all of a sudden, got to get milk today before I go home. You know, or something like that. It'll just be out of the blue.
You make me sound like the Rain Man.
So, a little bit ago, we're sitting here, and out of nowhere, Mel says the following statement. I think I'm allergic to water.
Can you be allergic to water?
No! You can't be allergic to water.
I think you
can.
Your
body is mostly made of water.
I think that you can be allergic to water.
You could be allergic to what's in the water.
I don't
think you can be allergic to water.
I think that I've heard that there is an actual medical condition where people are allergic to water. I'm pretty sure that there is.
I'm pretty sure you can only be allergic to what's in the water.
Okay, first of all, and the reason why I said that is because I've been really itchy lately, and it's because I went from rural water, which I've had for 10 plus years, to Lenox City water.
Well, it's just
and
different water.
It's different water, but it seems like it's been making me itch. And so I think I'm allergic to it. I know it sounds blonde, but I think that I'm allergic to it.
You're making my head hurt.
I'm so sorry. But I really think that you can be allergic to water. I don't think that I'm just coming up with this.
Okay, fine.
Okay.
You suckered me. I'm Googling.
Okay.
Can you be allergic to water? I think I spelled allergic right. Yeah, I did.
I hope so.
Oh, crap.
Was it right?
There are lots of articles.
Okay.
And the title of this article, Can You Be Allergic to Water? Blah, da, 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 da. Okay.
Am I right?
Unfortunately, yes.
Ah, I told you.
But... Okay, only on your skin.
Right, that's what I was talking about.
You wouldn't be allergic if you drank water.
I wasn't talking about drinking it.
But
I was talking about my skin.
People can have something, where is it? Aquagenic urticaria.
Oh, I don't think I have that, but I think there is something in the Lenox City water that is making me itch.
It says it's typically triggered only when water comes in contact with outer skin, so ingesting liquids has no negative consequences.
So, do you think maybe I just need to get a water softener or something? I don't even know if we have one.
I don't know.
I wonder what would help the itchiness.
I have no idea.
It sucks.
I really don't care. I'm just really mad that I was wrong. That's all. Name that new movie. It's next. Hang on.
The Hot Morning Show.
How about a 4.7, Andy and Mel? It is 8:52. We're going to top out at 49 today. And every weekend, when there are new movies, some weekends there are not, but this weekend there are three new movies, and so we are going to play Name That New Movie.
All right.
Are you ready, Mel?
I am.
All right. Here is your first movie clip for Name That New Movie. Here you go.
Torrance, where's the fire coming from?
Behind you, roof next to the diner.
Cover me, guys.
Yes, sir.
How are you, Sheriff?
Old.
Yeah, he's old.
The Last Stand, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I'm sorry, that is incorrect.
It is what?
That is Broken City.
No, it's not, Andy. That is The Last Stand.
Here is your next new movie clip.
Hey, girls.
Hey. Come here.
Mama.
No, don't call me that. I'm not your mom. I'm Annabelle. You can call me that. Or Annie, or whatever you'd like. We could work it out together, right?
Okay,
Mama.
What? No, I'm sorry. That was The Last Stand.
Oh, crap. That's Mama.
Okay, you're 0 for 2 so far. Here is the last one.
You're good, man. I'll give you that. You got it all worked out, huh?
Perhaps that's why the people keep electing me, Billy. Because I simply get the job done.
So all this, it was all for the city?
Everything I do is for this great city. I chose you. Because I own you.
All right, Mel, your last chance.
Broken City, Mark Wahlberg's starring in that one.
I'm sorry, no, that is incorrect. That was Mama.
There is something mentally wrong with you.
No, I'm sorry. You're still 0-for in this game. I don't
no,
know what your problem
that
is.
No, that is right.
Weekend Wake Up with DJ Carr, featuring Chingy, of course, is next. Hang on.
Every girl.
How about a 4.7, Andy and Mel, the Weekend Wake Up. Sarah wrote on our Facebook wall, thank you for making me not want to get out of my car today. The Weekend Wake Up is great today.
It really is. One of my favorites.
Yeah, that was a really good one. Way to go, DJ Core. Heroes of the day. Mel, go.
A guy in Australia decided to go prospecting for gold in the field that people have been searching through for the last 162 years. He used a metal detector, kept at it, and on Wednesday, found a gold nugget that weighed 12 pounds. Since gold is currently more than $1,600 an ounce, his nugget is worth $300,000.
Nice.
Yeah.
Wow.
Cha-ching.
A 27-year-old guy in California whose mom is responsible for Barney the dinosaur.
Oh, okay.
Well, this woman's son has been arrested for attempted murder.
Oh.
Earlier this month, he got into a fight with a neighbor and shot him in the chest. The neighbor survived.
I love you.
Well, if my mom had created that, I'd probably want to shoot someone, too.
Yeah. That song alone can make you.
Chingy tonight at the Vault. Enjoy the show if you're going.
I'll be there.
It's sold out. I will not be. I'll be sitting in a closet, maybe holding my son.
You're sitting in the closet.
Yeah, he's tethered to the Billy light. Yeah, you can see why he looks like E.T. right now at hot1047.com. It's pretty cute. Anyway, have a great weekend. Benson next. We'll talk to you Monday.
Hot1047.com.